Galatians this night, chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. This was a great book in the Bible. Romans and Galatians really are great books of Paul putting his mark through the Holy Ghost on grace and what God taught about the grace of God. And of course, he had a lot of opposition because of the Judaizers and people that were stuck in their tradition of religion. And Paul, thank God, took even Titus to this crowd of people and showed this Gentile believer, this man of God, was not compelled to be circumcised. And they believed that circumcision was part of a salvation. And of course, even Peter, thank God, would also withdraw himself from Gentile people when the Jews was around. And we find here that Paul withstood him face to face in his dealings there. And we find here in the scripture that it's all by the grace of God. I think one of the great verses of the Bible, thank God, in Galatians is, "I frustrate not the grace of God. For if righteousness came by the law, then Christ died in vain." In other words, this law of Moses cannot justify. No man's justified or saved by any kind of a law. It's all by the grace of God, Jesus Christ. And I thank God for that. And I bless Him tonight that I've understood that. Thank God for the salvation that was wrought to me. The Holy Spirit opened my eyes and let me know that I've saved grace through faith that God gave me. And it wasn't of myself. It was the gift of God. Not a works lest any man should boast. I have nothing to boast in but what Christ did. And tonight, thank God, Paul's message was a revelation he had got from God. And he conferred not with flesh and blood. It was made known to him. He wasn't called it by man. He didn't receive it from man. He received the revelation from the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. And he came back and preached it. And thank God tonight, praise God, we still preaching the same gospel as the gospel of the grace of God. And so I want to look at chapter 6 and say a few things tonight. God will help me. And we'll start reading in verse number 1. The Bible said, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, consider thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And we have therefore opportunity, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith." I'll stop reading there tonight and preach what I believe the true context is here and the interpretation of these verses that Paul was writing to this church here at Galatia. I believe that, thank God, tonight that he's talking about we. Amen. When he met himself in this text here, he said, "If we." Amen. And I know there's a lot of applications of these verses tonight. There are several applications that can be made, but you got to remember here in this church there was much opposition given to Paul over the grace of God and what he preached. It was not a human performance that obtained righteousness. It wasn't the law, but it was the grace of God. I personally think, and I know you can make applications from it, that this man that was overtaken or got caught up, amen, in a sin or trespass or a slip, thank God, maybe he was deceived in a fault. Thank God. And he said here, this man's overtaken in a fault. I really believe the fault here this man was taken up in is that he went back to something that Paul had preached against. He preached that circumcision did not avail, thank God, anybody, because he had to be made a new creature. And so I'd rather have grace than the knife, wouldn't you? Amen. That's what the circumcision was, the cutting of the flesh in the male child. And And so we say tonight, for the fact of it is, it looks like to me maybe somebody went back and got circumcised and got caught up in this false doctrine, amen, of salvation. And brother, he needed to be restored from that. Amen. That restoring means the set of bone that's been broken, or to mend the net. And God wants us to restore the brethren and not kick them down any further than what they are. Amen. God don't want us to be vindictive of the brethren. God wants us to restore and love the brethren. And if a man's overtaken in a fault, whether it be him falling into some doctrine that would hinder him, or my friend, maybe a sin, God, we're not to kill them and not kick them. Amen. We're to restore them. God, he said, do it, a spiritual man to do it. I believe a spiritual man, of course, is a man that's saved. I believe a spiritual man is somebody led of the Spirit and the mind of the Spirit. I believe a man, thank God tonight, and he said, do this in the spirit of meekness, lest you be tempted of the same thing. And I believe a man that's going to restore somebody, he can't be, thank God, real judgmental, amen. He's got to consider himself in the same category. This could be me, and I'm coming to set this man's bone back. I'm coming to restore and mend his net. And therefore, praise God, I know and understand, amen, and I want to help this man. I didn't come to judge him, I come to restore him. Amen. He knows what he's done. He knows that he's failed. Thank God he's been caught up in something. And brother, not listen. Amen. We're a body tonight. We're a body of the believer. And it would be the will of God if anybody's overtaken in a fault, then a spiritual man's going to restore that man and help that man. Thank God, because he considers himself, lest he be tempted by the tempter that wants to destroy and devour us. And he said, do it in the spirit of meekness, humility. Thank God, don't go in a prideful attitude like you are better than they are. In fact, if you really see yourself the way God does, there's nobody better than anybody else. Thank God, we're only what we are by the grace of God tonight. Amen. That's right. Notice verse 2, bear you one another's burdens and shall fulfill the law of Christ. Now, this word burden here takes the meaning, thank God, of a crushing weight on an animal that bears heavy weight. In other words, it's too heavy for a man to bear. Amen. That's why he said, bear one of those burdens. Get underneath it with him. Thank God, get out with him about it. He can't carry it by himself. He can't carry the burden. That's why he said, bear one another's burdens. We need to bear one another's burdens. We need to get underneath with him. If you're going through something that's too heavy, I've got to get underneath with you and help you carry that burden free and bear it. Thank God, get underneath with him and help him. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a lot of things we go through in life that we need one another in. And without one another, it'd be hard to bear it. Amen. That's why we got to bear it in the body, friend. Thank God, we got to bear that burden. Amen. That's right. Somebody going through a hardship. I'm going to tell you what. We need one another. We need one another. I need you. You need me. We need one another. Amen. Well, if somebody's undergoing something, thank God, get underneath that and bear the burden with them. Amen. Right. Notice here he said, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. The worst deception is self-deception. That's the worst deception. And he said, let every man prove his own work, and then he shall have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Amen. Prove his own work. Do what God has bid him to do. Amen. You don't need a title or a pat on the back to do it. It's things of body working and where to work. Amen. Together. Notice this verse 5. Every man shall bear his own burden. That simply means this burden here is like a backpack of a soldier. Amen. That he carries. And he's got this. Hey, God, what he needs in this backpack to carry the burden, or be responsible in the work of God. Amen. Or to be responsible toward the body. God, in the battle. Amen. That's why we got to do it ourselves sometime. You got to put it in your backpack, ain't God? Ain't God, and carry the burden. Amen. Be a soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because this life, my friend, is a warfare all the time. Amen. That's right. Notice, just let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Remember that word taught there? We're taught of God. We're taught. If a man's, thank God, got understanding, God wants you to teach. Thank God. Amen. Teach one another. We teach one another in the spirit of meekness. We teach one another considering that we're, thank God, been taught of God, that we can communicate these great truths to help somebody. Praise God. Verse number 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. That word mocked there means God, thank God, God's not going to have you to turn your nose up to him. God's not going to have you reject his word. Amen. These messengers, Paul was saying here, they don't be deceived. God's not mocked. Amen. There's these Judaizers and all these people coming in amongst us. Hey, God's not mocked. I preached the message to you. Paul said one place, I stand in doubt of you. Amen. Why have you began in the spirit and made, are you made perfect by the flesh? Hey, God is not human performance. It's not what you do. It's the grace of God. And they're deceived, friends, deceived tonight. Every religion in this world can be divided by Ephesians 2 and 8. Either grace, friend, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. It wouldn't matter what they believe or not, it's going to be divided right there. It divided Wesley and Whitfield. It divided man down through the days. Hey, God, these people that believe you're saved by faith, but you keep yourself saved, they're only adding to grace. They're trusting in themselves, and they'll never attain, thank God, what God's got, because they've been deceived. A man thinks he's got to have God to save him. He's deceived. Amen. All I can do is when the Holy Ghost called me, act upon what the Holy Ghost bids me, and praise God, the Holy Spirit of God has birthed me in the family of God, made me a new creature. All the credit goes to God. Every bit of it, it ain't of myself. I couldn't make myself what I am. But I'm telling you, people deceived tonight. They thought you had to be circumcised. A circumcision avails nothing. It don't avail one thing. Paul said, thank God, but a new creature. Thank God. I'm telling you tonight, friend, they were being deceived by a bunch of outside preachers. One God's preachers preaching a gospel. My friend, which is not the gospel. And they perverted the gospel. And Paul said, let them be accursed tonight. Amen. Hell in the world. Can a man say he believes in grace, but he believes that grace is something that's give through works. Grace didn't give through works. You do works because grace gave you grace to do works. There's no grace in infant baptism. There's no such a thing. There's nowhere in the Bible teaches that. But see, all religions are based off man's works. They're based off man's works. Why do you think, preacher, not the Baptist church, the Baptist belief that we would call, which is biblical, I think the Baptist has always believed it's been the grace of God. I mean, you go back to the Baptist, friend, and read the history of them. They stood for the grace of God in Jesus Christ. They would not yoke up with infant baptism. They wouldn't yoke up, thank God, with baptismal regeneration. Thank God they refused to it. That's why they was martyred. Thank God they said it's being born again. It's being saved by the grace of God. It's not by works of men. It's by the works of God. Amen. They believe that. They waited on spirit power. They believe the Holy Ghost had to deal with a man before he was saved. I didn't believe he could come down here and confirm him into a church. I didn't believe, praise God, to tell my friend, thank God they could be baptized and be saved. Amen. They believed that a man was saved completely by the grace of God. And brother, I'm telling you, still that way. And Paul said, God's not mocked by it. Amen. Turn their nose up at God. Said it had to be circumcised. That's the legalism. You know what legalism is? It's works salvation. It's works salvation. In Acts 15 was a great chapter right there. When they said right here, he said, and certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after a manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. That's what they said. That ain't what Paul said. Paul preached the grace of God. Paul said it's by faith. Paul said it's believing. Amen. He didn't put works in there. Amen. They believe in works. They believe in an act, my friend, of mankind. There's nothing you can do to obtain it. It's because God had mercy and grace and come your way because He wanted to and opened your eyes up to the gospel and gave you the faith to believe it. And now you're sitting here tonight saved by the grace of God. Amen. That's right. That's what the problem was. This man got gotten caught up, overtaken in a fault, friend, and he got in a mess right there. Amen.
That's right.
It wouldn't take but one bad stone, something stone in a man's heart. There's all kind of stuff going on today in the name of God and the church. Amen. Then preachers get up and preach, if you don't do this or do that, if you're not saved, you're not saved by what you do or what you don't do. Amen. I'm not trying. Listen, friend, I'm telling you this tonight. I'll tell you, there's people in here that's made 2 and 3 professions. And thank God for the real thing. But buddy, when the preacher's right and the Holy Ghost is present, you don't have people coming back to get born again 3 and 4 and 5 times. Amen. They know when God strikes their heart. And buddy, I'm telling you, they'll get saved. I'm not saying, friend, hey, God, there's not people needing to be saved. It's got a profession. But I am saying this. It ain't a bunch of confusion. Using in the Baptist church or the preaching in the doctor's rock. Amen. And people, thank God, are not having to come back and try to get saved again. Amen. You don't have to do that anyhow. If you're saved, if you're not saved, you need to be saved. But if you're saved, you don't have to come back and get saved again. Amen. It's not based on your works. It's not based on what you do or what you don't do. It's based on Him that calls you. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. That's a good truth right there. He said, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. He's not going to, you ain't going to stick your nose. This man of God right here, and every other man of God is preaching the truth to you, son. You can stick your nose up to it. But God ain't mocked because He's God's messenger. They mock the messengers of God in Chronicles and despise His message. That's right. Amen. Holy Ghost deal. Notice what He said here. He said, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. In other words, if a man's sowing human performance, that's what he reaps.
Right.
If I'm sowing a religion, if I'm sowing what a man says, then that's what I'm going to reap. I'll tell you this tonight, and you can follow it everywhere you want to, it's biblical truth. A man that preaches the word, no whether it's me or anybody that preaches, listen to me. What they sow is what they reap. That's right. What did Jesus say? He said, by their fruits ye shall know them. That's what He's saying. That's what He reaps. Amen. If He's sowing men disciples, that's what He'll reap. If He's sowing to get somebody to follow Him, that's what He'll reap. It's all human performance. But if he's preaching the gospel right and rightly abiding the word and preaching Christ as a preeminent one, the one to whom you're to follow, whom you're disciples of, amen. Hey, God, friend, he'll get them people after God and lead God after them and everything to hook up right there. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, a lot of confusion in the house of God today. It's not God. He's not the author of it. But what it is, hey, God, they've sown men doctrines. They've sown doctrines of men and sown the gospel truth. And therefore, he was confused. Amen. And one believes this and one believes that. And I'm telling you tonight, friend, there ain't but one gospel and one Savior and one Lord and one baptism. And everything's in Christ tonight. Amen. That's right. Notice what he said here. For he that soweth to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. Now, I know there's a broad application for that. I know we preach that down. You've heard people say that. Well, they've done me wrong. They're going to reap what they sow. We've heard that kind of stuff. Amen. You thought it if you hadn't said it. Biblical truth, best principle in the Bible, universal law, is that whatever we do, so we reap. It's just a universal law. Amen. A lost man, go out and give a man a $20 bill. Thank God he's planting something that's going to come back to him.
Amen.
Amen. It's just a universal law. If you're kind to people, then you get kindness back. Thank God if you pray for people, then you get prayers back. Everything you do, thank God, is in the law of that. And brother, tonight I'm telling you this. Whatever you sow and whatever I sow, that I'm going to reap. Thank God for mercy. Praise God, son. Oh, I bless His name tonight. I'm telling you, I know me better than I know you. But I'm telling you this, if it had not been for the mercy of God, Brother Joe, I'd have done reap some strict judgments. You say, preacher, are you getting out of judgment? No, I'm not getting out of it. God's had His good mercy on me to withhold His hand. Amen. There's some things that I've done in foolishness. Amen. That God had mercy on me. Why? Because I asked Him for mercy. Amen. I asked Him for mercy. Hey, God, friend. Hey, God's got mercy tonight. Amen. Thank God for mercy on my soul. Law can't give mercy. That's right. That law officer gave me mercy one time. That's right. That's right, more than once. Somebody said, how many tickets you got, preacher? I said one, but I deserve about 2,000. That man pulled me down there, and I was going home to church one day and didn't have my seatbelt on. And that man pulled me, and I'd put it on by the time he got me. He said, you didn't have your seatbelt on back there, did you? I said, no, sir. I couldn't lie. God condemned my heart, son. I'd rather pay $1,000 as to tell a lie than have to walk around with it and not repent of it. I don't see how people can lie and not repent of it. I don't. I really don't. It lies on me. I told my wife the other Sunday morning I was laying in bed. I'd said something to her I shouldn't have said. And it was a couple of days, it's back in the middle of the week. The Holy Ghost said, you better get it right if you want to go to church this morning and get something from God. Boy, I was thinking everything I could do not to say something to her. Amen. I was thinking what to say, how to say it. And then she was over there and I said, I want to tell you I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I talked rough to you and I shouldn't have done it. She said, what you talking about? I said, I know what I'm talking about and I needed to make that right. Boy, when I said that, the peace of God just come in my soul. I couldn't have come in like that, friend. I just can't live like that. I got to have freedom in God. I tell you, a lot of people, they'll go on with pride in their life. They wouldn't say I'm sorry to nobody. Amen. But I'm telling you, brother, I'm not putting myself up about it. I've come in before cold because I didn't make things right that I should have made right. But I tell you, I couldn't lie. I'm telling you, brother, and not do something about it. I'm telling you, it'll kill you. Amen. Old Doty come up and he said, didn't have your seatbelt on, did you? I said, no, sir. I said, would you have mercy on me, sir? I said, I never have had a ticket. I sure don't want this to be the first one. He said, hold on a minute. He went back to his cop police car and apparently looked at my record to see if I was telling the truth. Amen. He come out and said, all right, I'm going to let you go this time. Amen. That's right. God don't let you go in truth. He has mercy on us. Amen. I got a stop sign ticket one time. I talked to that man, tried to get out of it. I couldn't get out of it. I had to go before the judge. Amen. That's right. Amen, buddy. The law condemns you. That's right. Grace saves you. Amen. That's right. I'm telling you, sow the flesh, you'll reap the flesh. Amen. Thank God. You won't come in the house of God on the Lord's day. My friend, if you ain't in the Holy Spirit of God and worship Him, it'll tear you up. Thank God, do you get in it? I'm down. You need to get right tonight. That's what he said. He saw to the flesh, human effort, cutting up the flesh, you know, being circumcised. That's what you read. Amen. See, this man got overtaken that fault. He's saying, you sow the less, that's what you'll reap. That's all you'll get. Amen. Boy, I'm glad y'all not robots tonight. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I'm glad I'm not pressing your button. Amen. Amen. That's right. Thank God it ought not be like that. God don't have robotical Christians. Amen. No such a thing. Amen. You're human beings. God possesses you with the Holy Ghost and made you what He wants you to be and making you what He wants you to be. And the best thing about it tonight, thank God, He's your Lord. I didn't come to be your Lord and I'm not planning on being it. Amen. I'm not Lord over God's heritage. That's right. Jesus is. Amen. Praise God. I'm just a pastor here. I'm glad for the position because God called me. And I'll tell you what, there's a greater accountability on me than it is on anybody else. Because of what goes on in the house of God, I got to give an account of it. Amen. That's why he said, thank God, don't put grief on me. That's right. Accountability on that. Notice what he said. He swore to the Spirit. Show the Spirit. It was capital S is reap life everlasting. He said the right life everlasting comes through Spirit life. The new covenant Spirit, a new covenant Spirit life. Christ to make men free. God sent the Holy Ghost to birth men, the family of God. And he said, they that sow to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. That's right. That's what I was preaching on. Seek first the kingdom of God. Sow the Spirit of God. Amen. Notice this here, verse number 9. I wanted to preach on that tonight. Let us not be weary in well-doing. The word weary there is just basically don't lose heart. Don't get wearisome. Amen. That's right. A man can do that sometimes. That's right. He said, I've been trying to do right, but I'm just weary of it. Why does everything seem to be going wrong? Why is opposition coming my way? Why don't it happen the right way? I tell you, just don't let it get you down so much. There's a reaping time coming. Don't be weary in well doing. We shall reap if we faint not. Amen. Praise God. There's a crowd that fainted over there when David come back. After that battle and everything was burned and everybody was taken. Remember that? Some fainted by the brook. Some fainted. Remember David pursued what he got and God gave it to him? Amen. He encouraged himself in the Lord his God and went after it. Praise God. But some of them fainted, friend. And what David got through, thank God he brought it back and gave them to him. But I'm telling you one thing. A man can faint if he don't. Thank God. Stay with God and believe him tonight. Amen. That's right. We in a battle, friend. That's right. Don't be weary. Sometimes you're weary. I see you come in weary. I see you've been fighting a battle. It's distressful. You get under stress. You get under hardship, difficult times. Brother Joe testified this morning. It's distressful. Even though he knows God and God's with him and goes home with him. You don't make it no easier. His wife's gone. She's in a better place. She's with Jesus. Be with the Christ is far better. Far better for her. That's right. But it ain't far better for him right now. It's sorrow. Not as others, which have no hope. But there's a sorrow. You can get weary. Amen. Be weary. Don't be weary in well-doing. Amen. Sometimes preaching, you just get weary. Amen. In the daily grind of life, you get weary. Sometimes you don't see the results or the answers that you want to see. And you get weary. It's just part of it. You think, will God ever turn my way? Will God ever do what I need? Will God ever move my way and help me in what I'm going through? Don't be weary in well-doing. Just keep doing what you ought to. And you'll reap in time. I remember that record in the Bible where David, he was weary. I mean, his son was after him, Absalom. You know, David's whole life, he was a man of war. I mean, son, he knew how to fight. God was with him. That's why. He had picked a good man with him, Joab. Son, Joab would fight anybody. Amen, son. He was rough, wasn't he, Brother Joe? Amen. Son, you know God was with David. That's right. But David, I think he got weary at one time. Remember when he was just right at the top of the hill, praise God, hear that crowd of people come and give him raisins and wine and all that, and them cakes of raisins. Amen. You know why? To strengthen him in his weary time. That's what the house of God ought to be for. Amen. It ought to be, thank God. Don't listen, me and you might miss a blessing if we don't top the hill and go back. Amen. We might miss the blessing of God. That's why we got to go on. In the hard time, he's God. I don't understand this, but he's more with you when you're going through hard times. Amen. That when times are easy. Amen. You say, I can't do it, preacher. It's heavy. It's heavy. Well, that's when God's with you. Ain't that right? Didn't Paul say that when I'm weak, then I'm strong? Didn't Paul say that it's better for me to go through what I'm going through that the power of God might rest on me? Amen. That's when the God of heaven shows himself. When you're going through that time, you don't feel like you can go on. He'll say, well, I'll just take you to control. I'll take you, thank God, and carry you. I'll use you, thank God. In fact, I'm showing you that it's not in you, but it's in me. And no matter how weary you are and how tired you are and how down you are, thank God, I'm going to pick you up and I'm going to do something in and through you that man might see in your life. That's right. Be not weary. We weary in troubles. We get weary in battles and burdens. And we just get weary. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you get out of weariness? I think the way to get out of weariness is remember what God's done for you. You get to having a good memory party of what the Lord's done for you. And it'll get rid of weariness. It'll get you appraising Him. Amen. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Amen. Where did God bring you from? Where did God bring you from tonight? Where was you at before you were saved? Where would you be if it had not been God's grace in your life and coming where you was at and arranging everything that you ever, thank God, God's ever used you for, set up the steps for you to walk in. Amen. Brought you out of the miry clay of sin. Set your feet upon a rock. Thank God, establish your going. Put a new song in your mouth. Even praise unto our God and many shall see it. And fear and trust in the Lord. Amen. If I'd have stopped when I got persecuted, I might not be here tonight. I was called crazy, fanatic, and I was headed to the crazy house, and what I was believing was rare, and it still is. And Mr. Whitley told me in his lawyer's office one day, as I testified of the grace of God, he told me, he said, Joel, he said, there's very few people to believe the way you do. I said, you got that right. The world looks at us as fools, crazy. Amen. That's right. The world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Amen. I'm not to fit in with them. Thank God I've done fit in with the God of heaven. I'm fitly joined together with the body. Amen, brother. I'm not out here trying to be peculiar. God made me peculiar. Amen. He made me peculiar. He made me special. I'm of a royal priesthood tonight. Thank God I'm one of his. I'm blessed. I'm telling you, thank God. Help you get out of weariness. Amen. Amen. Know where God brought you from. Thank God. Amen. There ain't no way, son, I should be here right here tonight. There ain't no way, son. There ain't no natural thinking on that. There ain't no natural thinking on that. That's a 24-year-old man, the Holy Ghost of God arrested me under conviction. He got me in the family of God and called me to preach 3 years later and called me to pastor 3 years later. There ain't no way. There's no natural mind. Mom and daddy sat back here tonight. Thank God if you'd have said that old boy's going to be a preacher when he grows up, they'd have said, I doubt that. That's right. Isn't that right? That's right. You got that right with God. All things are possible with God. Amen. Brother Danny. There ain't no way. I'll be honest with you. I remember the day I walked over there.
Yes, sir.
When you were standing across the road waiting on your children off that bus. I remember it. I always like to say, sitting there in them Bermuda shorts,
yes,
smoking that cigarette. Amen. I went up to come up to you. I remember saying to you, asking you, you go to the house of God anywhere? Amen. I said, you been saved? You said, yeah, I've been saved. You said, I go to church up the road here. I'd give you that crack, had all that information. I said, come see us sometime. I tell you, when I walked off, I didn't think that boy would be over here. I never thought that man's going to come over here. I probably thought in my own mind, he's just one of them other fellas, amen, that just come brush me off and never see him again. Thank God, but I'm telling you, amen. Thank God, friend, I'm glad. Thank God, in 1995, the Holy Ghost, thank God, knew where you was at. And come arrested your heart. And thank God brought you out of sin. Oh, amazing grace, yes. Thank God I'd do a flip if I could. Of the goodness of God tonight, what He's done for us. Thank God everybody's got their own testimony and story. But I'm telling you something tonight. It's all about what He did. And if He hadn't done it, we wouldn't even be here tonight. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Shout your way out of it. Praise God. Amen. Everybody come from different backgrounds. That's right. We've got some similarities. But when it comes down to it, it's all sinners and all grace. Amen. Be not weary in well doing. Amen. She testified tonight of her brother that prayed for him for years. He was hard as a rock, wasn't he? Oh yeah, I know he was. I talked to him one time and he wasn't disrespectful to me. He never had been. But son, I could tell it locked him up a little bit. Amen. With the Holy Ghost, he's greater than me. Amen. But you don't never know when you saw in that word what God's doing in their hearts. You never know what God is doing. Amen. In a man's heart. When that saw it in the Spirit. Hey God, you'll reap some things. I'm telling you, just keep a sowing. I'm telling you, God will bring forth the fruit. And that's what He does. Amen. Right. Thank God. Got in. Praise God. Now he's a praying. That's what they said about Saul. He prayeth. Back there praying. Amen. That's right. I never did pray. Maybe when I was in some kind of trouble, I'd say, God help me. I never did have no prayer life. God brought that to me. Amen. That's right. You're weary tonight. Need restored tonight. God will restore you. He'll help you. Don't never think it's too late. That's right. I had a man write me this week. He texted me on the phone. I just felt an urge to text him. God told me to. He'd been in a lot of trouble. And he wrote back and he said, I don't like myself. I'm thinking about ending my life. And I know a man when he writes that to you, probably not. He might be. And I wrote him back and I said, that's not the way God wants it. I said, praise God, there's hope. I said, it's in Jesus. Amen. And I said, you know what? You can take today and start new. No matter what you go through in life, and no matter where you've been, and you might feel like it's a mess. I'm glad tonight God will say, all right, let's just get right here and have a conference one-on-one. I'll tell you what I'll do. If you'll come to me, I'll forgive you. And I'll help you and I'll pick you back up. You can say today I'm starting anew and go forward from this day forward. Isn't that right? Isn't that what Brother Joe said this morning? Even though he had been saved by the grace of God, knew God. Amen. Said he got away from God. Everybody's done that sometime in the world's mind. We've got the world's mind. We might be in the church house, but still, thank God, we're not where we ought to be with God. And we know that. And we just say, God, I need you. And God, the Holy Ghost answered his prayer and give him a job. And he said, it's God hearing me. Hey, God. And look where he's at tonight, friend. Look what God done to him. I'm just saying there's hope. Hey, God, and there can be a new start tonight for anybody. That'll come to God. Amen. Amen. That's a blessing, ain't it? Amen. Let's stand tonight. Appreciate you hearing the word.